London's public transport system has been shut down as rescue efforts continue. We're joined now by Ben Hall. He's a political correspondent for the Financial Times, and he's speaking with us from the House of Commons in central London. What more have you learned about today's attacks?
Well, we now believe that, well, the police have confirmed that 33 people have died, but there are reports that the casualty figures will be quite a lot higher than that. And obviously, it has been confirmed that these have been coordinated terrorist attacks. The Prime Minister confirmed that in his words earlier on today.
And how is the British Parliament responding to today's attacks?
Well, with a combination of shock, universal condemnation, indignation, and a sense that terrorists should not be allowed to prevail, I think. I think that's pretty universally shared.
What is the situation there in the heart of the city? Of course, we're hearing that it's terribly, clogged around where these attacks occurred, but how is London generally going, and how's it doing in the middle of London?
Well, actually, I think much of London, parts of London which aren't affected, are quite quiet and calm. Many people, I think, have stayed at home or have gone or couldn't get in to work this morning and have stayed at home. So the city actually feels fairly calm, although people are obviously shocked and upset by what's happened.
Ben Hall is a political correspondent for the Financial Times. Thanks very much. He was speaking with us from the British Parliament building in central London.